It's a small meow from a very special co-passenger for photographer Ronnie Sen.
I was in this small aircraft which took off from Swalu in Kalahari with these three cheetahs in crates which were right behind us in this in the back of the plane, behind our seats.
No ordinary cheetahs, these.
And these three cheetahs were part of the contingent of 12 cheetahs which were earmarked for India.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Cheetahs went officially extinct in India in 1952. Maharajas hunted them for sport, and the British declared them vermin. Now, India is planning to bring the cheetah back, albeit African cheetahs. And Ronnie Sen went to South Africa for National Geographic to photograph the cheetahs getting ready for their big move.
The cheetahs here were being captured for India specifically. So vets were darting from helicopters, and these helicopters were coming very close to the ground. And once the darting was done, they were coming down to see the condition of the cheetahs.
It's an exciting project, the first modern intercontinental transfer of big cats. And the first batch of cheetahs have arrived in India from Namibia to great fanfare recently to their new home in Kuno, a sanctuary in Madhya Pradesh in India. And that's a problem. Conservationist Prerna Bindra, author of The Vanishing, India's Wildlife Crisis, says Kuno was to be a second home for the Asiatic lion.
Because lions have only one sight, they're confined to only one sight, and there is a real risk of them, of being any kind of disease which can wipe out an entire population.
The Asiatic lion only lives in the Gir forest of the Indian state of Gujarat. But Gujarat doesn't want to share its lions. So the cheetahs are being brought to Kuno instead. Conservationist Dr. M.K. Ranjit Singh, a champion of the Cheetah Project, tells the podcast Impromptu with Richa, he hopes the lion will come to Kuno someday.
And if the lion doesn't happen for the time being, does it mean that Kuno should not get the cheetah?
Ronnie Sen went to Kuno to see if it's being made ready for the cheetahs.
It has patches of long, flat grassland. And people who are looking at the project are confident that cheetahs can survive in this terrain.
That grassland cover in India is rapidly disappearing, designated as wasteland. Conservationists like Ranjit Singh hope a big cat like the cheetah will help save the grassland. But Bindra thinks the grasslands should have been saved first before throwing the cheetah in there like a magic wand.
I just can't understand how it is supposed to do that. When are charismatic grassland species like wolves, like great Indian bustards, like caracals have not been able to conserve it and are so precariously positioned themselves? Why don't we save them?
In fact, the Indian bustard has been killed because of exposed power lines. The court ordered the power lines to be buried. The government said, sorry, it's too expensive, says conservationist Ravi Chellam.
Now, to comply with the conservation action for the great Indian bustard, we do not have money, but we are able to find resources to get African cheetahs.
There are just about 100 bustards left. But it's not either or, says Ranjit Singh.
It is not a substitution. This is an addition. It gives another new dimension to conservation of India.
Conservation in India is different from much of the world, says Ronnie Sen. In Africa, the parks are fenced.
Our national parks and wildlife sanctuaries are open. So the idea that animals and humans can live in harmony is something that people have been trying to do here for a very long time.
Now electrified fences have been built in India to keep the cheetahs safe and protect the habitat too. Conservationists worry how they'll fare against leopards in India and wild dogs, and even supporters predict high mortality. Chellam.
Over decades, it will build into some 40, 50 animals. And those animals will save our grasslands. By which time, your great Indian bustards, what do you think is going to be the fate of all of that?
But now that he's seen them, Ronnie Sen is still rooting for the cheetahs.
So another 10, 15 years, 20 years, we will know how this project has succeeded. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful about it.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.